Hello and welcome to Legalize Vaping by Legalize Vaping Australia. I'm Emilio Garcia and I'm here with my fellow Yank, Emily Dye. How are you?
Hello, thank you for having me on.
Yeah, I'm happy to. Well, you are the policy director, so I think it's quite fitting. And things are starting to ramp up a little bit in the vaping world in Australia. You know, we had obviously a few weeks where not too much was happening, but we're starting to see a few things happen. So the first thing is, it seems that the pro-vaping MPs are starting to get back on the ball. They're starting to discuss the need for legal vaping again. We're starting to see a little bit more rhetoric, a little bit more coverage about the need to legalize vaping. And I would say that that's a pretty good step in the right direction, no?
Yes, definitely. And it looks like Parliament's going to meet again.
Oh my God.
I know, it's weird.
So exciting.
Is the world ever going to go back to normal?
That's a good question.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, well, that's obviously something that we're looking forward to. It's odd, when I was living here before and, you know, COVID wasn't a thing, Parliament would resume and sometimes I wouldn't be aware that it happened. It's like just Parliament's back in session. Like, oh, they came back in session. Didn't even notice. Now it's like a big story. Like, oh my God, they're coming back into session. That's really cool. But what's cool about it is A, pro-vaping MPs are fired up about it. And B, it turns out that our petition is probably going to be presented.
Yes.
And our petition would be among, I think, the five largest petitions ever presented.
Yeah, we're at over 40,000 signatures, am I correct?
Yep. We're striving for 50, so anyone listening, please go on. If you haven't signed, sign. And if you haven't shared it, if you haven't gotten your friends to sign it, please do. You know, the more signatures, the harder our case is, the stronger our case is. But speaking of, you know, all the work that you all in the vaping community help us do, we recently put out a survey for vapers to answer. We did one some time ago, which provided us with some really interesting results. Anyway, we sent out an email yesterday, which by the time that this podcast comes out would have been around a week ago. And we got over 6,000 people in 24 hours responding to the survey.
Which is some seriously statistically significant data.
That's correct. It's actually true. And, you know, a lot of it's very interesting. You know, we see quite a significant number of people that are using nicotine vaping to quit smoking and have done so successfully, have not gone back to smoking cigarettes. A large amount of people we see don't even have to do that, don't have to undergo that intermediate process where you smoke and you vape and then you slowly transition to vaping, whereas instead they just start vaping and immediately give up cigarettes, which is, you know, obviously a really positive thing to see. But it's also worrisome because we're seeing 45% of people responding to the survey saying that if Greg Hunt's vaping ban is implemented, they will go back to smoking.
Yeah, well, it's a well-known fact that nicotine is one of the world's most addictive substances. So, of course, people end up going back to smoking. That's 200,000 Australians that are at risk of picking up probably one of the deadliest habits there is.
If not the most. I mean, it's the number one preventable cause of death anywhere in the world.
Yes, that is correct.
58 deaths in Australia. From smoking-related illness,
every day.
Correct? Every single
day. That's a lot worse than COVID.
Well, yeah, and how about, Emily, how many deaths have taken place in Australia from a legal vaping product?
None.
None, and that's this year or?
Ever.
Ever. Oh, I got you. And yet, you go to a vape shop, and they can't have water. They need special permission to give their customers water. They have to cover all their products. They can't sell anything except the vapes, and they need to. It's like a whole process.
Yeah, they make it really scary, and there's a lot of misinformation, and people are, in some ways, scared of vaping when they really shouldn't be. I know we had the big scare in the U.S., and there was the big media storm. A lot of people went back to smoking.
Yeah, good. And, good job.
Yes. And now the FDA has put out, they're like, do not go back to smoking.
Correct.
Vaping is better for you.
Like, yeah.
All of these big health bodies, they are aware. It's only Australia that's still got its head jammed in the ground.
That's true. And you know what's interesting is, even during the initial big vaping scare, the hysterics that were happening in the United States, the FDA did say, until we figure it out, no one take up vaping. But if you're vaping and you're a former smoker, do not go back to smoking. So even at the height of the hysteria and the fake news, the FDA said, don't go back. Like, we don't know what's happening with vaping, but it's certainly safer than smoking.
Exactly. So do not go back to smoking if you're going to... I mean, obviously, Australians may not have that option.
Yeah.
Come January 1st, they may lose access to nicotine products.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what we're here fighting for.
Correct.
And we're going to keep fighting.
Yeah, and we have a lot of people on our side. And something that we have on our side also that the anti-vapers don't have is the facts.
Yes.
So all of the facts are on our side. Any honest look at vaping as a public health issue is a glowing endorsement of the possibilities for vaping. I mean, no one can look at any study looking into vaping, unless it's a study of illegal gray area vaping products, that says that vaping is a bad thing for the society that it adopts.
Yeah. Well, if you're consuming any legal gray area product,
there
is a large risk there. I don't care what it is.
Chocolate. I'm sure if you're buying illegal chocolate, you could get very sick.
Yeah, you never know.
Is there illegal chocolate? Is there any such thing?
I don't know.
Probably. In Australia,
I mean,
I'm sure.
This is why... I mean, yeah, this is why these health bodies exist, to make sure that things have their ingredients correct.
Yeah.
That you aren't trying to evaporate oil and then breathe it in as opposed to evaporating water vapor.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, because obviously everything in legal vaping products are water soluble. They don't contain certain ingredients. I'm not really the guy to ask about the particular ingredients, but I know that there are certain things that some shadier vaping juices contain that aren't very good for your lungs, whereas the ones that are regulated and produced in good standards, they're free of those products. So it's actually very safe.
Yeah.
And this brings me back to a very sad story about a toddler that drank nicotine juice that was bought from abroad and died. And we had an Australian politician, I don't remember his or her name, but basically suggest that this foreign provider, this foreign nicotine supplier, had to put a health warning on it and childproof packaging on it. But it's a product that they're not really allowed. It's kind of a gray area to import, and they're not subject to the regulations of Australia.
You can't regulate a foreign country.
Yeah. I'm going to call Pablo Escobar, like, hey, you really need to put something on your product.
One
says
of my,
it's not very healthy.
Way back when I was an intern for my congresswoman, people would email and be like, can you stop the Chinese from eating dogs? Like, I'm sorry.
No.
This isn't China.
I mean, we can very well pass a regulation here that says people in China can't eat dogs, but they're not subject to our jurisdiction. So
exactly.
So, I mean, I think at the very least, let's say even if you really were terribly uncomfortable with the concept of vaping, which I think a lot of people just are uncomfortable based on just they don't like it, you could at least say it's better to regulate it and we can at least recognize that it's less bad than smoking.
Yeah, and we can make sure that we have childproof lids
correct.
On our Australian products.
Mm-hmm. Or that it doesn't have, you know, motor oil. That your, you know, mango...
mango motor oil.
Yeah, exactly. That's not...
That's really the flavor that I want. I am craving some mango motor oil.
Yeah, all right. Well, any juice producers listening, you know, if you want that $1 billion idea, you can have it for that flavor. Well, Brian and I did a thought experiment on the podcast some time back. She's like, okay, people sometimes try to take issue with the figure that vaping is at least 95% safer than smoking. They try to play around and tinker with those numbers. And we say, okay, let's say that it's not 95. What if it were 90? What if it were 85% safer? What if it were 60% safer?
What
if it were 2% safer? What if it was 0.01% safer? Is that not a reason to allow people to switch? If they can substitute it for a product that is even a tiny bit less harmful.
Yeah.
Isn't that...
I do this all the time in my daily life when I'm making choices.
Yeah.
I'm choosing, so when I'm getting my coffee, I'm putting in the skim milk.
Yeah.
It's only that much percentage healthier. It's not really that much healthier.
Correct.
But it's healthier.
Yeah.
And so it's like I've made this choice to move to the healthier alternative. Vaping is very much a healthier alternative.
Yeah.
It's the difference between eating a candied apple and not a candied apple.
Yes, exactly.
Well, a lot more than that, actually. But,
yeah, of course. Yeah, it's the difference
kind of
between
choices.
A cocktail and a mocktail. And you're like, okay, well, we know that a fruity drink without any alcohol in it is X amount safer, X percentage safer than the same drink with alcohol, right?
Yes. Or like
less harmful. Are you going to take issue with, no, that percentage is off. So only let them have the one with alcohol. Don't let them have the alternative. I don't know.
Even if you're eight.
Well, I don't think we would endorse any mocktail or cocktail drinking on behalf of anyone at that age. But on that kind of uncomfortable note, I think we should leave it.
I think we should.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Anyone listening, please, if you haven't already, please subscribe to the podcast. This has been Legalized Vaping by Legalized Vaping Australia. We'll see you next time. Emily, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me on.